had the alcohol.
So titty Viking knees.
Don't we all want a titty Viking knee? We all want titties on our knees.
Have I never told you the story?
I don't want titties on my knees. I would like titties other places.
Did I never tell you the story about Beta and the nipple?
You have. No. You have told us.
Wait, you told have me. You?
Well, I'll tell you again in case you forgot.
I probably
By the way, greetings, this. Brothers. Welcome.
Oh, what's up,
motherfucker? Welcome to...
What's up, motherfucker?
To another day of bitches and stitches.
Yeah.
So, the topic at hand right now is my child's obsession with nipples when they were young.
Okay. She didn't want...
No. Like...
She's just sorry. She's sucking on titty knees.
Sucking on my titties like they you wanted me.
They needed to check people for nipples. It was a very quick thing. They just needed to make sure
I gotta check your nips.
That you had nipples and then all was right with the world.
They were making sure they weren't aliens.
Probably. I don't know. Maybe it was a gift. I mean, and they were young. Like they were like
I support it.
They were like two. So when Joey came around, Veda was like 2.5. So yeah. Like, and I think that was kind of the phasing out of their nipple obsession.
Yeah.
But anyway, when I met Joey, Veda went to check him for nipples.
She had to make sure he wasn't a fucking
alien.
And true to Joey form, he had to straight face it. And he Correct. Tells Veda he didn't have nipples. And Veda came up to me like wrecked, like toddler wrecked and confused.
He's an alien,
like,
Mom.
Like not crying, but they're like, "Mommy, Joey does not have nipples." And I was like,
"I'm so sorry." And you hear an ass yeehawing.
I was like, "Veda,
I just set my phone down on the donkey." Okay,
Veda, I promise you, Joey has nipples. Everybody has nipples. Can we please fucking move past this nipple conversation?
I thought you were speaking to them currently.
No, that was me telling them then.
I was concerned that they still believe.
No, now they are well aware of nipples and everything having nipples. But, you know, me telling okay, 2.5-year-old Veda that everybody has nipples, Jesus fucking Christ, like, please relax on the checking
Except
machine.
Except titty fucking
Jesus
Christ.
Jesus titty fucking Christ.
Except relax. For aliens.
Except yes. for aliens, which do not have nipples. Well, so
We're
when
assuming.
I when I met Joey, it was, like, early spring.
Don't have belly buttons.
So it was,
Why
like,
Kyle XY.
It was still a little cold, so he was Super wearing man. Long pants.
Yep.
And he's over at my house, like, the first, like, warm day, and he's wearing shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear this, "Mommy!" And I'm like, "Oh, my God, what's happened?" And I run over, and Veda goes, "I found Joey's nipples!" And she, like, grabs my hand and drags me over, and she's pointing to this tattoo that he has on the side of his leg, like, by his knee. It's a set of tits with a Viking helmet. It's not just a set of tits. It's a set of righteous titties.
Yeah.
Done by the late Kenny Brown. We love you. We miss you. Oh. Every titty I tattoo is in your honor. I
Beautiful.
Swear to fucking God. But that's...
And even the titty Rex.
It was for Kenny.
Yeah.
Beta was convinced that she had then solved the puzzle, found
Correct.
Joey's nipples, and he was just cracking the fuck up. And I was like, "Are you proud of yourself right now?"
Was your child concerned by Joey's nipples
the
being
location?
On his
knees? Nope. They just had to have them. Nope.
They just had to have nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair.
Okay.
Fair.
Yep, that was that. So that's how... And I don't actually recall Veda checking people for nipples after that. I think maybe the hunt was too great for those nipples that, like, it was no longer a thing.
Hunt for the great nip.
Yeah. I don't know if I breastfed for too long. Like, I
how
don't
did,
know.
How long did you breastfeed for?
A little over a year.
That's not too long.
That's not too long. I know people who are still breastfeeding their 5-year-olds.
I'm going to leave my judgment out of that, but I have it.
That's fair. But no, I don't think over a year old is too much.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that's very normal.
Yes.
I don't think she could say the word nipple okay. when I stopped breastfeeding,
no.
but you know, like it was just like yeah. it
also,
sounds more bizarre than it was at the time
uh-huh.
that they needed to check for nipples. It's not like maybe we didn't meet a lot of people in those days. It was like a comforting thing that they needed to know. So maybe we are all from outer space.
I genuinely think that's some shit Charlie would have done as a child.
Nipples. No nipples.
No nipples bad. Nipples good.
1000% something Charlie would have done as a child.
Yes. Yes.
You say things about Veda, and I'm like, Charlie and Veda are the same human. Some days.
Mm-hmm.
And it is shocking and comforting all at once because
they're little weirdos.
Yeah. They're the same generation. Technically, I'm the same generation as both of them as well.
Did you know that you were closer to my daughter's age than you are to my age? Excuse me. Edit. Closer to my child's age.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. It happens. I feel like that's how the majority of my friends are. Wow.
Hello.
Nipples. Hello, brothers. Nipples. We had to start off with the nipple talk. The conversation started about the nipples on knees. And then at some point, as I am having a conversation with Yosef about the nipples on his knees, his nips are touching his knees.
would those be
He's got them nipple gazers.
These two are back here having a conversation, which Jazz asked Steph a lovely question.
I asked, if there were no parameters, how would you decorate my knees?
To which I was going to respond with the most disappointing answer ever, and that's the best thing about being a tattooer instead of a real artist is that I don't ever have
you
to
come up.
You are
also a up. Real artist.
Yeah.
I don't ever have to come up with my own idea. I have to come up with your idea.
Okay.
And that is something completely different than coming up with my own idea. It is easier for you to tell me what you want and me to do it in my handwriting than me to come up with what I want.
So if I wanted to adorn the top of my knee with the Gangster's Paradise quote.
Absolutely. I'd do it in the most ridiculous, like...
Fuck yeah.
Like, gangster script ever.
Fuck yeah.
And, like, maybe, like, in a spiral, you know.
Says
like
death ain't down. Nothing but a heartbeat away.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Wow. But no, I don't know. So the knee tattoos that I like the most are the ones that are, like, really, really... bold and in your face. Like, I did enjoy, as Jazz pointed out when we were having this conversation off mic, the peony that I did on the girl's knee.
Yeah.
Was actually pretty awesome. I mean, it's just a giant fucking flower on her knee, but it was, like, bold and solid, and it looked really cool. I'm also a huge fan of, like, a good trick tattoo. Mm-hmm. Like, what prompted this was I just pulled up a video that somebody sent me of someone had toads tattooed on both of their knees. And, like, the throats were, like, the kneecaps so they could move their knees and the throats.
Yes, I've seen it, and that was fucking cool, and I almost sent it to you, too, and I love that.
And I like the ones that are, like, in the ditch where, like, you can do, like, a big, like, bug, and then when you open your leg, it's, like, something fucking crazy on the back end.
We'll have a knee ditch bug at some point.
You know, like, it ends up being a tattoo that's, like, half your leg, but, like, when your leg's closed, it just looks like it's, like, anyway, I think that, I don't know, like, the world is your oyster. Your knees are your oysters. I don't know.
Your knees are the oysters of the world.
Your knees are the oysters of the legs.
Your knees are the aphrodisiacs. I mean, they do, of your body.
They do kind of look like oysters.
Knees are a gateway drug.
It looks like an oyster.
Knees are a gateway drug to sex.
Ooh.
And heathenism.
If you show your knees.
According to many school systems. Anyway.
I think that like, I would not want
you're in trouble.
To do something, like, tiny or dainty around it. I think that would be, like, I have more list of I wouldn't want it than I do.
That's why I want you to make the decision for me.
I think it's got to be fucking, like, I think you got to do them both.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I like it when they match.
Uh-huh. Me too.
But are different. Okay. You know, so like if one's a fucking beetle, the other one's a cicada.
Yeah.
And ooh, and you can do something fucking bananas crazy with that. And then like maybe this beetle's on a peony and the other one's on another fucking flower. I don't know. There's so many goddamn flowers in this world.
Fucking flower.
But yeah.
I didn't know what fucking flower I wanted on my ass until you posted the dahlia. To be fair. I did not know. I had been looking at flowers, and I was like, what fucking flower do I want on my ass cheek?
Gotta go for it. Just get the, like, multi-petaled awesomeness.
It's gonna be a big-ass dahlia on my left ass cheek, and I'm so excited.
I think everybody should put giant flowers on their ass cheeks, because when it's done right, and it's round, your ass looks round forever.
Please make my ass look rounder.
I can't help you in jeans, but, like, naked, you're gonna be like, I'm wearing a thong to the beach. From here.
I already do that, regardless.
Amazing.
Yeah.
As do I, but I think I need to order a new one this year, because I think... Have anybody else noticed that, like, your bathing suits get, like, a season and a half shelf life before they're fucking... And they're the most expensive things you ever buy.
Mm-hmm. I just... I will say, I fast fashion a lot of my swimsuits. Don't tell me that. It's not recommended. I'm so sorry. I love you. However, I did post that bathing suit picture the other day.
It was hot.
Thank you. I got a lot of love.
Yeah.
On that one.
I was doing the Looney Tunes, like, wolf in the back of the...
Thank you.
Like, I...
Thank you.
Exactly.
Got a lot of love on that one.
I think... I already talked to our friend who is a fashion designer.
Yes.
I'm going to try to make my own this...
Ooh.
This is the same special
summer. Yes, our Special K gal.
Yes.
Because I hate the way store-bought swimsuits fit on me. And if I don't like how they fit, I shouldn't buy them.
No.
So I'm going to just make my own and be happy with the ones that I make.
I think my issue with store-bought bathing suits, and no, none of them look good on most bodies.
Mm-hmm.
I feel better absolutely naked than I do when I put a piece of stretchy shit over my worst bits, and it looks like a fucking busted can of biscuits, like popping out everywhere.
When the way that the seam fits against you, and it's not—it's like,
horrible. The best fit for my body is the old school, like, triangle top, tie here, tie here. The ones that tie on the sides, because you can adjust it.
Yeah.
But, like, they're so poorly made nowadays that, like, now when you tie it, there's this weird flap that, like, falls open. And I'm like, oh, look, treasure. You know? I'm like, looking at
my pubic region.
I can see my salty, sandy pubes just sitting there, you know.
Okay,
chilling. Just fucking just out for the world to
hanging
see.
Out. And as I'm talking about bathing suits, I... need to tell you the story. It'll be a fast story. It won't be a forever story. So forever, my baby daddy is not the most charming human in history, and it was definitely one of those that when we were together, especially when we met, I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
He was 33 at the time.
Yep.
We were definitely a poor match, and it was very circumstantial. Like, very, very circumstantial.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a cute little, like, young thing. He was a not-so-cute kind of older thing to me. Like, you know, when you're 20, you think someone who's 33 is, like, so fucking old. That's how I thought. But fast forward several years, I am knocked up with my sweet little happy little accident.
Yes.
And I was invited to be in somebody's wedding, and it was in Florida. And so I was like, oh my God, I'm getting a bathing suit. I'm going to go to the beach. And, you know, I'm from Florida, so I'm tacky. I have grown up around all bodies and skimpy bathing suits. Mm-hmm. And that's just what is okay.
Correct.
Like, you don't, there's no judgment. You're pregnant and you let your little fucking belly pop out.
Yep.
And I remember, like, he was with me. We were going bathing suit shopping. And I was having a hard time finding a bathing suit. And I knew what I was going for, but, like, nothing was working. And it wasn't because, like, I needed it to be conservative or, you know, like, just nothing was working. And I was getting frustrated for different reasons than some fucking mouth breather can understand. And instead, he's tired of being there. And he interjects, you know, It's not like you're ever going to be some young, hot little thing on the beach anymore.
Yeah, you fucking are. Yeah, you fucking are. You're still some hot little thing on the beach. That's what this man
says to me while I am fucking 5 months pregnant.
With his child. Like,
in a dressing room trying to fucking find a bathing suit. What a horrible thing to say to somebody, ever.
And you know what? He probably got uglier, and you just, like, you're fucking hot, so...
Correct.
Fuck him. But don't fuck him.
Don't fuck him, because you might get pregnant and then have to deal with him for 18
don't
years.
Don't fuck him, because you will get pregnant and die.
Mean girls.
Don't fuck him in the missionary position. Don't fuck him standing up. Just don't fuck him.
Anywho, I hope that you can make your own bathing suit, because I feel like you can make something that's, like, just for you.
Yes. Right?
Well, and, like, my thing is, I am technically much smaller around, mm-hmm. like, my underbust than I am, like, in my, like, bust area.
Your cup
area.
Size, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, anybody who makes bra-sized swimsuits...
Like it's like a gap?
Like, it's, like, too big up top.
Yeah.
But it fits around. Or it's, like... I get the, you know, small through extra large or whatever the fuck type sizing, and it's way too big underneath, but it fits my boobs, mm-hmm. or it's way too, it fits underneath, and my boobs are like, help!
Help! You about to see a titty, you about to see a full nip.
Well, and most of the time I can find a style that it's like, okay, they're staying in, but like, they look like they're trying to break out.
Yeah.
And
they don't
I
look
just,
happy in there.
And like, and then I'm uncomfortable because I'm like, I'm not trying to be seductive at my best friend's family's pool. Like, I'm just trying to be comfortable and I don't want my nip falling out. Mm-hmm. So I am going to go on that endeavor and I will let you all know how that.
I'm very excited.
Turns out.
Very excited. I did donate my sewing machine I was not using and probably would never use again to the cause.
Yes. Awesome. It is right down there, and I'm going to pull it out and use it one of these days.
Yeah. I think I'm going to order from a new company this year that I've been following on Instagram for a long time. I'll name drop if I get the bathing suits and I love them.
Okay. There's one I could also send you that I saw on social media, and we were talking about how we feel better naked sometimes. Or sometimes you feel better in, like, your nice and comfy underwear, too.
Yes.
Comfy panties.
Your comfort panties.
Unreasonable fucking panty lines or these unreasonable seams in them. And so this company makes bathing suits that are supposed to feel like you are wearing your underwear, basically.
I hear that and I appreciate it. And then I think of a wave hitting me and how quickly.
That's fair. They do have a what is the inside?
Oh, the little sticky thing that makes them sticky to you?
Yes.
Okay.
So they do have that.
And it doesn't look like a diaper when it gets wet?
No.
Neat.
Exactly. That's very, very cute. However, the last podcast notes you did put that you have a horrible thing someone once said to you about not wearing underwear, and I feel like this is a very fitting time.
Oh, okay, kind of, but not really. It just was one of those things that, like... I was at somebody's wedding and I was around this person who is really nice to anybody, mm-hmm. and always says kind of like off kilter shit, but not because it's funny.
Oh.
And I was not wearing underwear,
mm-hmm.
and we were like all talking and like, you know, another girl was like, oh yeah, I'm not wearing underwear either. She goes, my pussy's too wet to not wear underwear. We were all just like, whoa. it's one of those, like, had to know, had to be there. Like,
I love that.
Kind of, like, really, like, off-putting things that you're like, you know, it's like, kind of like when grandma tells you about, like, giving oral sex. You know, like, it's not, you just don't want to hear it.
My grandma would never. She's also dead. But, like,
she would never, and she could never.
Nope.
Well, that kind of brings me to my dumbass question of the week.
Oh, let's hear it.
God, yes.
And it relates back to last week's episode. Are Port-a-Johns just telephone booths for pissing?
I fucking hate you.
No.
I love you, but I hate you.
I mean, if you think about it.
You don't have to put money into the Port-a-John.
No, but you go into it to have a private time.
But they're also... portable, it's in the name.
Yeah.
And cell phone booths are stationary.
Cell phone booths?
I mean, phone booths. Fuck me. God damn it.
You know, back in our younger years, when there were payphones just everywhere.
Those cell phone booths.
I mean, have you guys ever lived in a time where, like, you actually needed change on you to be able to use the telephone?
Yes.
You have? You remember doing this?
Yes.
Have you ever had to call someone collect?
No. I was in
middle school. Do I know how to use a rotary phone? Yes, I do.
I was in middle school, and I went away to camp. And I wasn't like, it wasn't like a cool camp where like people hooked up or anything. It was orchestra camp.
I thought you were about to say it was Jesus camp.
No, but it was
a lot of people hook up at Jesus camp, so I apologize.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But it was at UNC Greensboro and we were told that we weren't allowed to bring our cell phones. So me being the good girl that I am, I left my cell phone with my mother and, then I had to like collect coins so I could call home. Aww. To talk to my mom.
Yep.
And then also, like, I grew up in a time where, like, my parents used payphones, so, like, I'm not, like...
When I was growing up, there were, like, we had one phone line. The rich kids had two phone lines, so, like, some of my friends had their own phone line that you would call that wouldn't disturb their friends. And then... A lot of houses didn't integrate the second phone line until the internet came along because it would tie up the first phone line.
Yes, correct. You couldn't use and your then, internet.
I was not allowed to use the internet while my mom was on the phone. I did live through that.
Yep, well, because like you couldn't. You physically couldn't.
Nope.
Yeah, and you then, picked up the phone and it went...
And it would kick you off the internet.
Yes.
And that would be really horrible because it took you 9 years to log in. And
yeah,
then,
there's no high-speed internet.
So where I lived growing up, I lived in Volusia County, but I went to high school in Flagler County, which was... It was like this road I lived on. It was like technically like we had like an Ormond Beach address, but it was zoned for a different county, so it didn't really make sense why I went to this other school. But because it was one area code away, technically, when I was talking to my school friends, it was long distance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that was expensive. And that was like always the thing in my house. My mom would be like, yeah, have them call you, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, why can't I just call them? This just costs too much money. And like, I honestly wish I had any idea how much those phone bills actually did cost.
Right.
Like, was I running up $500 phone bills or was it like $5? And that was an issue. You know, if you know the answer to this, please let me know. But then, like, the collect call was the big thing. And I actually don't think I've made a collect call since I called from jail. Because that's the only way you can call from jail.
Oh.
Is a collect call.
I love you.
Speaking of.
While she is looking that up, because I need her to read out the actual voicemail part, I remember being told... you have a select number of minutes, you know, you have a select number of texts you can send.
It wasn't even text, it was characters.
Correct.
It was by the character.
My middle school boyfriend would call me at 9:01.
That's when the minutes were free.
Every night when the minutes were free, and I was only allowed to talk to him until 9:30. Because then my mom would take my phone or tell me I needed to go to bed. So, and then I remember, like, texting people... Hey, I'm out of, like, text. Stop texting me.
Yeah, because it would just rack it up. I do remember getting a cell phone bill one time that was so fucking high because, like, I had been on a plan with my boyfriend.
Oof.
And then he, when we broke up, like, did me a solid and just put me on my own plan because we were friends with the guys that worked at the AT&T store. No, it wasn't AT&T. It was something else before that.
Singular?
Yep. Yeah, they worked for Singular. And, so like they knew it wasn't some guy scamming me. Also, what a time to be alive. And like your boyfriend can just go, okay, we're not going to share a plan anymore. Set it up for stuff. You know, like now they're like, we need to see your ID and 17 forms.
She needs
fucking...
to be in here and she needs to have,
what's her password?
Fucking, yeah. She needs to have a fucking piece of mail to prove that she has an address and
Yeah. And we weren't, like, I didn't know how to do life because he had done all the life for me. And, like, the first phone bill I got was, like, $320. And shit. I remember being so, like, how the fuck am I ever going to fucking pay a $300 phone? Because that was a lot. Like, right now, my phone bill regularly every month is almost $300.
Yeah.
But that is for three people and,
yeah,
you know, unlimited, but all of that bullshit. Yep. Back then, $300 was astronomical in 2003. Like, that was a lot of fucking money.
I agree. My parents is in the 300s for five people.
Who wants to hear the call I got from jail the other night?
Yes, please.
At 2:52 a.m. Let me see if I can get this one. Oh. I pressed the wrong button. I'm 95.
We'll not let you put it on speaker.
Oh, Joey got a fake jail call recently. It's a spam thing.
Press or say 9.
And it tells you they don't have the money or something. Or...
Hello, you have a call from
Arlawa,
an inmate at Union County Jail. To accept this call, press 5. To refuse this call, hang up now. To block this call and all future calls, press 9.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hello, you have a call from
Arlawa. It was like Joey's was like a Dave or something like that, but then it was like blah 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 is out of like it was like some sort of scam that kept going on because he answered the phone. It wasn't a voicemail.
Yeah, so I'm almost certain this was real.
Okay.
And I hope she got a hold of whoever she was trying to get a hold of. Uh-huh. And that she's not just chilling in jail, because she called me at 2:52 a.m., which of course I was not awake.
Those are jail times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
those are jail times.
Right. Like,
I mean, that's like, probably around the time I've called from jail twice.
Well, right. I'm like, it's not a normal time of day. She probably just got done being booked. So now she can call somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how'd you pick my phone number?
Probably try. Well, because so we used to remember phone numbers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now we can't remember phone numbers.
But I'm like, mine looks like it's a scam phone number.
Yeah.
Mine is so fucking simple that I'm like, people would have to know they were calling me.
I feel like when you told it to me the first time I got your phone number, I was like, oh, that's very satisfying.
It is indeed.
It was so easy.
You talk about remembering phone numbers, the only one I have memorized is my mom's. I used to have so many people's memorized.
I can remember everybody from my childhood. I remember all their phone numbers. I remember my phone number, my dad's phone number, like all of that stuff. But like, yeah, the collect call from jail, like the one time I was in jail that I wasn't supposed to be there, I was set up. I called my mom from jail and it was like, you have a collect call from the Volusia County Branch Jail. Inmate, state your name. And it goes beep. And I'm like, that fucking bitch stole my car and she ran off with all my shit. Come get me the fucking hell. Blah, blah, beep.
I love you.
And that.
I'm going to keep confessing this love.
Yeah.
And that bitch was my sister and she stole my car. Anyway,
I do have Martell's number and my mom's number memorized. Yeah. So
I have Joey's memorized.
If anything ever happens, one of them will come.
Don't.
Have... I've had ex-boyfriends and ex-partners memorized for sure. Not anymore.
I don't remember Veda's phone number.
I don't remember my dad's.
Oh man!
To save my fucking life, I don't know my sister's.
Well, my Couldn't dad tell you. Finally had to get a new phone number when he retired.
Yeah.
Because he refused to get a cell phone of his own. Backflow Bob. And so he waited until he retired and then he got his own phone.
That's fair. My mom has kept her same phone number since she got her first cell phone in Jacksonville, Florida.
I've had the same phone number since
so
I was,
that is helpful for me in the sense that I was a child who had to memorize it.
I've had the same number since I was 12.
My dad has changed his number multiple times.
So
I don't fucking know.
Reach around and segue into what we wanted to talk about. Reaching around to walkie-talkies. I had, at one point, one of the Nextel phones.
Mm-hmm. Like the
beep,
military like, grade.
My dad had one.
Like you're in the middle of the fucking grocery store and someone's like, get your pick out, over, beep, beep. You know,
my
like,
first ever cell phone was a Nextel.
Yep. And so, in that same time period, was this is another reach around to episode 1, in which...
Are you asking a question?
No, in which the lore of why I got fired from Hooters, because that question was never answered.
Okay.
It was pure speculation that it was because I was making blonde jokes or whatever. Yeah. But also at the time, I had a stalker that I had picked up at Biketoberfest. That actually, no, I picked up a roadie at Biketoberfest who knew a guy who we then stayed a night at a house of a woman that that guy was fucking.
Okay.
And, you know, just being nice, I exchanged phone numbers with that woman, was like, thank you for letting me, you know, sleep at your house, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, I'll call you sometime. Now, age gap, I was maybe 19, 18, 19, somewhere in there. And she was easily in her mid to late 40s.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Every time I tell this story, I change the name because I can't remember her name, but I feel like it was like Sandy, or
I was gonna go with Pamela,
or Cheryl. Like it was like something, like it was like just like a regular Sandy. Like Sandy feels right, but she would call me all the time, and I was like, this is weird. Like first couple times you answer, and then like when you get 8 calls a day, you stop answering.
Yeah.
And then she would show up at Hooters. And I'm like, I'm working, you know, like, this is a little weird. She's like, oh, you hadn't answered your phone all day, so I was just wondering. So then it got to the point where, like, I didn't answer the phone at all. And she's calling multiple times a day and leaving voicemails. And God bless, I wish I still had those voicemails, because it was the fucking craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. She'd call and be like, Stephanie, this is Sandy, and I don't understand why you're blowing me off. I thought we had a thing, and now you just can't. And then
what thing?
3 minutes later, voicemail will be like, hey, this is Mandy, Sandy's sister. This isn't Sandy.
Ew.
Sandy just really wanted to know why you don't want to talk to her
anymore.
And like, it just went on and on and on for like a steady month of fucking crazy town and her showing up. And then I got fired, which was probably a kindness. She couldn't find me anymore.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it eventually stopped happening. But yeah, like, I got a fucking crazy mid-40-something stalker for a short period of time, who I acquired from the roadie that had just gotten out of jail because he was incarcerated in Louisiana for manufacturing methamphetamines.
Well, you know, things happen.
And then I drove him and his carny friends to Panama City Beach. Blew a tire out on the side of the road. And then we stopped and got a used tire because we needed one. And then that one blew out also.
Sick. So It was, you've lived.
There was a man in my backseat named Daytona Dave, their pit bull, and his girlfriend, I believe her name was Jenny, and she had one arm.
Okay,
I am not making any of that up. She also had the nub of her arm pierced.
You said their Stephanie. Pit bull, but I was thinking pit bull like
Mr. Worldwide.
And I was like, so there's Daytona Dave, one arm
Jenny.
With a
pierced nub.
And Mr. Worldwide in your back.
She had a pierced nub and she'd put her cigarettes in it. And like, she was
I wish I could compare stories.
She was so fucking funny too, because like when someone's giving her a hard time, she'd be like, and like wave her nub, like, but I'm disabled. And it was hilarious.
Fucking wish I could compare stories, and the fact that today I was showering before coming to record this podcast.
I am Florida man. You can't.
No.
I am Florida man. Hear me roar.
My razor at the time is dull, and the ladies have already heard a very funny story of how I cut myself shaving, thought I started my period early, and I had a date that night, and I thought I had ruined the date because I'm pretty sure Healing wanted me for one thing. And
she snagged a lip.
Oh yeah, she thought she got her period. She
I did. I had snagged a lip. It's fine.
She caught a fish.
This afternoon. Oh, fucking hell, Jaslyn. No. Damn it. I am I am shaving, and now I shave pretty much my entire fucking body because I self-tan. And it just makes it easier if your whole fucking body is shaved. So I, like, shave my armpits, and then I'm, like, you know, shaving around on my arm, and I'm going to explain, first off, what it was, and then tell you what I thought it was. My razor at the time is old and needed to be replaced, and the lotion strip that's at the top fell off, and it was white, and it's about this big.
I would like the court to note that
I have teeny tiny palms.
She is holding up something that looks to be maybe 2 inches.
Mm-hmm. Correct. I have teeny tiny palms. Sorry, I forget you can't see that I am pointing to my hand. And I have this white stick that's about 2 inches in my hands.
Did you think it was leftover semen that had solidified and slipped out?
No, would you like to know what white stick that is 2 inches that is implanted into my arm?
Oh, God.
Oh, your birth control?
My birth control. I thought somehow, fucking hell, I thought I had cut my birth control out of my arm.
Oh, my God.
With your dull razor.
Correct.
Because it's that easy to do.
I mean, it could. It's right there.
I can't do the fucking implant birth control.
Okay. I'm having time getting the other one out, so.
Well, that one was too deep.
Stop. No.
Never mind.
I can't.
Anyways, yes, so I thought my birth control had magically came out of my arm, and I was like thinking, well, thank God I'm on my period. I'm not pregnant. Yeah, you're welcome.
Because you snagged your lip.
I'm actually on my period, and it's fine.
Oh, this was today.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about the time that you snipped your lip and thought that you got your period, and that your date was ruined because
you caught a fish, then you ripped your fucking birth control out of your arm.
This was fucking today. This was this afternoon after work. I went home to take a fucking shower.
I feel like you need to look at a calendar every time you shave. You know, just to make sure that things are on track.
Probably.
I think you need to replace your fucking razor, you weirdo.
I did. After that shower, I did indeed. I do indeed actually keep track of that because with the PMDD diagnosis that was mentioned in the last episode, I was tracking it to like figure out when those episodes were coming.
It's helpful, I think.
So that way I would be aware of, hey, you kind of do want to like not be here anymore, but that's not the case. And your best friend Jocelyn over here doesn't actually hate you and think you're a terrible human being and never want to talk to you again. Hormones are just convincing you,
friends,
everyone in this world wants you to not exist.
I need all of my uterus having people to know that if you feel like your PMS is taking you to crazy town on an extreme level, PMDD is a very fucking real thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I was diagnosed a couple years ago after such an extreme break where I'm like in the bathtub with all my clothes on.
Yep.
Like not okay.
Yeah.
And Joey's looking at me like, I think I'm gonna call somebody.
Oh.
And I was like, you got it.
I've been like screaming inside of a closet, like peeling the paint off on the inside of the closet, screaming, crying.
Yep. Not okay. And then as soon as I bleed, I'm like, all better. You know, but like in the meantime, for 10 to 14 days before I bleed.
Correct.
I try to quit my job
and
leave my family and the call of the void is really real. Like I've also talked to the doctor and we've been teetering around a little bit OCD mixed in there, and so like I have those intrusive thoughts naturally.
Mm-hmm.
With PMDD they're like, well, maybe you could step out in front of that truck.
Yep.
And I'm like, no, like shut the fuck up, voice, you know? Like I don't want 100%. To step out in front of a truck. And then the day you bleed, you're like, I fucking love spring. Listen to these birds.
Yes.
You know, like, this is great. Like, and you look around, your family's like wounded and shaking.
Correct.
And they're like, I don't know what just happened. And I'm like, what's your problem?
For all of that.
Don't feel guilty. You can't help it. No. It's your fucking hormones. playing tricks on you. I have...
I once told someone, Jazz knows the story, I once told someone that I was now, like, testing out medication for said diagnosis. And I said, I think that is probably part of what, made me have these reactions to some things and made me really crazy at some times and made me have really bad outbursts or really bad reactions to things. And his response was, sometimes. Ew. I think you only sometimes had bad reactions. And my lovely response to that was, I actually cried and ran out. But my lovely solid response move. To that was, he didn't feel bad either, and it's fine. I don't need him to feel bad. What I wanted my response to be was, yeah, hey, motherfucker, your severe porn addiction and the repeated trying to cheat on me was valid for me to feel very wildly uncomfortable and uh-huh. very wildly unwanted and very wildly unhappy.
Yeah, like, all that was true. All that was true.
All that was true, and you're trying to now use my diagnosis against me, when in reality, I was... well within my rights to feel that way.
Yep.
And also, you knew that.
Yep.
You fucking knew that.
I think that, like, what's really funny, because, so when I was little, my mom was definitely a therapy girly. Mm. And it was in the beginning of, like, anybody going to therapy. Like, of course, like, mental health care has been around for, decades, but... like, it wasn't until, like, late 80s, early 90s when people are, like, seeing their therapist when yes. they're just, like, regular people. But I think a lot of it was bullshit. And my mom used to always use this term that her therapist gave her, which I think basically is what gaslighting is.
Oh, yeah.
But they called it crazy making.
Oh.
And, and she loved
I've never heard this one.
To throw that word around. She'd be like, yo, you're just crazy making. And all she was saying was, like, you are altering my reality by, okay. Telling me that something is going on that's not going on.
Right.
And I think I don't know if that's still a term used. I remember,
highly doubt it.
Like, my mom is the one that was like, well, my therapist said, like, for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it was you're crazy making. And now, or like, she would be like, don't make character assassinations at me.
Oh.
And I'm like, you're just using words you learned at therapist
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
Cool. But I think that, like, if they did use it, if she didn't make it up, that's probably what they were saying before gaslighting, right? Like, it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that feels like.
Well, but also, yeah, no. They don't use that phrasing anymore because
no.
it's...
I mean, no one's ever used it at me. But
no.
Either.
No.
Well, yeah, because no. it's like... it's, yeah,
no.
It's not good.
Along with that, I will say the only thing I've ever repeated that my therapist said to me in an excuse for my behavior, kind of, was someone bought me something really expensive to try and get me back. And I repeatedly told them to return it, get their money back. Thank you, but no thank you. Like, I'm not coming back. I appreciate this gift. This was something you told me you were going to buy me 3 years ago. And you're buying it for me now because I left. And again, really appreciate it, but take it back. Get your money back, please. And they refused. They're like, no, you're keeping it. I lost the receipt. No, there is no returning it. Just keep it, please. I just want you to be happy. Please keep it. And so I talked to my therapist about it. And I was like, I just don't know what the right thing is to do with this. And she goes, Callie, if they were stupid enough to buy it for you, knowing you weren't coming back, you're stupid enough to keep it. And I said, all right. Mm-hmm. All right, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I still have it and use it almost every day to this day. So.
I feel like I've got, like, little isms that I've had different therapists say mm-hmm. to me that, mm-hmm. like, made an impression. Like, there was one therapist that, this was my mom's favorite therapist. And my mom made me go to her because of my anger issues. And I remember, like, I'm sitting there, like, when you're a teenager, you can, like, seethe like no other,
mm-hmm.
It's almost like you actually are boiling
yep.
visibly. And, like, I'm sitting there and I'm, like, twitching. Her name was Victoria. Victoria's like, so what brings you here today? And I'm like, I don't know. What did she say? She's
right.
like, And my mom was in the room because it was like the thing that she made me do. And my mom's like, she's just so angry. And she would use this little like high voice when she talked to people. Do any of your parents use a different voice for other people? Oh my God. It made me fucking crazy. Because she would talk like this and she never talked like this. And she'd be like, I just don't understand. Everything I say just makes her so angry. And Victoria's like, are you angry? And I'm just like twitching. And she's like, she's very angry. Are you angry? She's very angry. And then I just remember like screaming, I'm not fucking angry. And then I was like, I'm kind of like fucking angry.
Well, now I'm angry because you keep telling me I'm angry.
Yeah. And so like this whole thing builds. And eventually Victoria kicks my mom out of these sessions. Good. She's good. Like, she just...
You're,
just please
you're
fucking
not helping
leave.
This situation. Let me talk to her instead of you answering for her.
And I show up to my next appointment, and I'm a little bit more relaxed, but I'm still angry. Mm-hmm. And Victoria's like, how you doing? I was like, I'm fine. I am fine. And she goes, well, you know what that means, don't you? And I was like, what? You know, like what? She goes, fucked up, insecure, neurotic, and eager to please. And I was like, well, you got me pegged. So, and then we had a very nice time.
Good.
Yeah, but like, that was a really good icebreaker from a therapist. And anytime I think, like, I'm fine, you know, and I say it in that condescending way, that's what I repeat in my head. Fucked up, insecure, neurotic, and eager to please.
Yeah. And you know what? She probably, that's a good therapist right there. Because she was like, nothing about this situation of your mom sitting in the corner while I'm trying to actually get to know you is helpful. And also, I can tell you're fucking pissed. I need to know the root of it. Let me break the ice with this ism.
Yeah, because adults didn't say fuck in 1998 right. to children.
No.
Not unless they were like, you're a fuck up, which that happened a lot. Ow. But that was behind closed doors.
Yeah, no, feel that.
Yeah, no, not in the...
Those were the days.
The days. Well, and you mentioned your stalker story earlier, as well as the crazies. I had a stalker, and they were never discovered, and we never determined, so, like, sorry to ruin the ending for you. I was in college, and it was my sophomore year. And I lived in our honors dorms, so we had suite-style bathrooms, and I, at the time, was, like, hanging out with one of the girls on the floor, and then had decided, I was like, I'm so fucking tired, I'm going to bed. Walk down to my dorm room, go to bed, and next thing you know, I am getting these text messages from someone's iCloud account. Like, you know how with iPhones, like, you can text from your iCloud account and it doesn't give you a phone number.
Yep.
It gives them an email address. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting texts from hotboy15@gmail.com.
Oh, Jesus.
And I have no clue where these are coming from. Have no fucking idea.
But I can guarantee you he's wearing, like, an Abercrombie and Fitch shirt. And
potentially a fedora.
Or he fucking wishes he could. Jazz and her fedoras.
I don't own a fedora for good reason. I just think that men that do these types of things own a fedora.
Donkey commentary for the fedora. Not for your commentary on the fedora, but fedoras are donkeys. Thank you.
Fedoras are donkeys.
If you take anything away from this podcast,
trust.
Fedoras are donkeys.
Anything's a donkey if you try hard enough.
Jaslyn, I'm at a hotel. So I am getting these texts, and it says, like, hey, Callie, like, how are you? I haven't seen you in so long. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? So I'm not answering. And then they start going, but like, Callie, why are you not talking to me? Like, we met at this party. You gave me your number. And I, at the time, was this sweet, innocent... I know it's not a sweet, innocent... But I was a...
Young, impressionable?
I was a sophomore in college who was too fucking terrified to go party. Because I was too terrified I wasn't going to be wanted there.
Oh.
So, I wouldn't go to the parties. I also didn't get fucking invited, either. But I wouldn't go to any parties.
I would have deliberately, me at that age would have deliberately befriended you.
Good.
And put you in the sluttiest clothes I could find out of my closet and drug you out.
Thank you.
And, like, that's, as much as I was a little twat, I would see that girl and I'd be like, nope, we're going to be boss bitch. Come on. Come on. And I would have taken you under my wing and been like, nope, we're going to go make the boys feel really bad about themselves.
Good. Good. Now I invite myself to the party, so don't you worry. But good. I was, like, too terrified to go to any parties. So they're like, yeah, I met you at a party. Like, we hooked up at the party and you gave me your number and I'm in love with you. And I was like, hey, I don't know who this is, but I think you have the wrong number. Like, can you please stop messaging me? It's fucking midnight. I'm exhausted and I'm now very, very scared by the fact that I'm getting these messages. And this person was like, your middle name's Marie.
Mm.
You do this. You have this. This is not your correct phone number. Now, mind you, at the time, and still now, like, my username on Instagram is my first name and my middle name.
Yep.
Not hard to find. My last name is on my Facebook. Not hard to find. At the time, both profiles were public, and my phone number was on my Facebook.
Okay.
So, I was like, okay, this was not adding up until the next day, of course. I am, like, freaking out, wondering who in the fuck is sending me these messages. There was some speculation it was my college bully, but they were sounding too robotic to be a real human.
Okay.
In my mind. So I go to my best friend's room. She's reading them. She's freaking out. And either she contacts or I contact one of my guy friends at the time, and the way our honors dorm was set up is the building was in the shape of a U, and the girls had the first, like, two stories in the center of the U, and then one section was the IT building, and the other section was the boys' dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And Josiah meets us, like, in the shared common space to read these messages, but this person is going on and on, being like, no, I had sex with you. And I'm going to tell everyone I had sex with you and all of these things. And I'm, like, screenshotting it, sending it all to my boyfriend at the time, being like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Like, what is actually happening right
correct?
Now?
Correct? Yeah. And I was like, is someone pulling a prank on me? What is going on? And so Josiah is sitting there reading them, and he's like, we are going to university police right now. I said, no, we're not. I don't like confrontation. We're not doing that. And he's like, Kelly, your safety. And I said, I don't care about that. No, it's fine.
That. What's that?
It's fine. Need that. So the very next day, our other good friend, Matt, basically stood outside our front door until, like, the common area front door until I had to leave that day, and goes, okay, Callie, stay light. We're walking to university, please. And he walked me there. And they requested I print out all of the text messages. I can't fully remember what all was said. But it was a lot of accusations as to things I have done. And had definitely not done with this person. Because I had no clue who this fucking person was.
Yeah, you're like,
couldn't track him down. Nothing. Couldn't find out who they were. And so Matt took me there. They requested that we print them all out. I had to go to the library and print out my text messages.
Oh my
God. It was fucking weird. And then Matt had to go to class, so Josiah came and met me at the library, and they, like, traded off, and it was the cutest fucking thing.
Aww.
And then he walked me back to university, please.
Oh,
so precious. They're precious men.
That is precious. So did anything ever come of it?
No.
Nope. The end? They just left you alone?
Yeah. They never messaged me again after that one night. I didn't even have to block them. Nothing. I did go and make all of my social media private at that time, so that way you couldn't access said information, but it's fucking very scary in those moments of being like, someone has my information and is accusing me of doing things that I definitely didn't do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's no fun.
Fun times. Okay. Cyber stalking. Beautiful.
Cyber stalking. Oh, I hear my friend Oreo.
We have a visitor.
At the door.
I did also have an ex one time create a close friend's story on Instagram. Where it was only me on the close friends. And then he would post pictures of just
can
me
you tell
with songs.
Like, who's the close friend? Like, when you...
I'm gonna let you in on a secret. His Instagram was still logged in on my phone. And that's how I knew it was just me.
Yeah.
I did tell him this. I did indeed. I told him. I was like, hey, yeah, I logged into your Instagram and saw that it was just me on your close friends list that you were posting me and all of these, like, sad songs to. And it made me really uncomfortable, so I'm taking your Instagram off my phone, and I'm unfollowing you. Okay, bye. Wish you the best.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to tell him to, like, fuck off, there mm-hmm. are fun ways to insult people, in which I feel like you have
yes.
a new fun insult for us.
I did think of one today while at work, working on travel.
Ooh.
And I was thinking of one person in particular because they get on my fucking nerves. And I, in my brain, went, you look like you purposely booked the middle seat on a plane.
Well, they look like they don't need the legroom.
No, they look like...
They just look like they want to fuck up everybody else's
yeah,
comfort.
Yeah, they look like they want to sit in between two people and, like, they claim that shit. Like, somebody's like, oh, if you don't want the middle seat, like, I'll scoot over. That's my husband. And they're like, no, I booked that seat.
Disgusting.
That is a good insult because I know the type of person that you're speaking of. Like, I can imagine them.
Uh-huh.
Like, exactly. Like, in my mind's eye.
Oh, yeah.
This person gets on my fucking nerves.
Oh, yeah. There's a lovely, lovely gentleman on TikTok who, his name is Kyle Prue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And he obsessed. Makes a massive list of ways to piss off men.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one where if a man ever tells you that he's an alpha, I'm an alpha man, I have to be able to see the door at all times so I can protect us so that way I know what's going on at all fucking times. We won't talk about how many of those men have been in my life. And whenever they tell you, like, yeah, I'm an alpha, just look at them and be like, is that a furry thing? And I think that's a beautiful, beautiful statement.
I used to bartend at this place in Monroe, or Monroe, as the locals call it. And one of my regulars, his name was Adam. I don't know his last name, but he was so funny that, like, if I did know his last name, I would look him up because I think that he would be funny to have kept in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
But he would get drunk and rowdy and had this fucking super thick southern accent. And someone pissed him off one night. And he just looked over and said something and called the guy. He was like, what are you looking at, you sorry sack of fuck? And it was just the way he said it was so, like guttural, you know? Like, yep. Sorry sack of fuck.
Fucking love it.
It was so, like, well-delivered. I had never heard it before. It just lit up my heart, like, Christmas morning.
Yes.
It was, like, that insult has stayed with me for 20 years almost. And then one that my mom used to say, which I always thought was really funny when I was little, that she would say someone was uglier than a bag full of buttholes.
Hot damn.
And I was just,
fucking
like, and the image that comes to my mind is like a burlap sack, like,
yeah,
a big
it has
one,
to be a burlap
just
sack
filled with little sphincters, you know?
Yes.
Like, that
has to be a burlap,
like, it's
sack.
Not a grocery bag, it's not, no, a little paper bag, it's a burlap sack full,
correct,
of assholes.
Correct.
Yeah. I remember, like, being in, like, I want to say I was in high school, and we went on spring break with my mom to Myrtle Beach, Dirty Myrtle, gotta love it, and we were there, and there was a circus, like, set up in a parking lot of some abandoned building. It may not have been abandoned, but it might as well have been, and I said something
about... Was Daytona Dave there?
Probably, with his carnies.
With Tommy?
Yeah. And Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide.
Yes. And Jenny with her pierced nub.
And my mom goes, nobody wants to go to the rat's ass circus. And that's, like, my mom's, like, equivalent of, like, it's the worst thing.
Like, that's a really terrible thing,
yeah,
to say.
So she's like, that's a rat. Oh, yeah. She was like, nobody gives... Oh, that's what it was. Nobody gives a rat's ass about that half-ass circus.
Yep.
And I thought it was the funniest fucking thing on the planet.
She said ass twice in one sentence.
She said ass twice. And, like, this was the point where, like, my parents were divorced. My mom decided that she was going to talk to us like real humans instead of talking to us like children because we knew what the fuck was going on around us. And she just let it fly. And I was like, my sweet little baby mother. My teeny tiny little mother.
You using profanity?
She's profanity up in this vehicle. And I thought it was the funniest fucking thing on the planet.
One of my favorites, however, I don't condone making fun of, like, someone's physical features, because I was a bullied individual for my physical features, but if you call someone a Sid the Sloth-looking motherfucker, that is indeed one of my favorites.
What about a rubber chicken-looking ass motherfucker?
Also one of my favorites.
What about a fucking, like, mouth breather, knuckle dragon motherfucker?
Damn.
That's what comes to mind when I see a bunch of people out there fucking mouth breathing. But also, when you say Sid the Sloth, I have to tell you, it's not from the actual movie, but there was an Instagram clip this woman made. And, you know, it's springtime here in North Carolina. Yes. I walk my dogs every day, and there are dandelions everywhere. And all I think, every time I'm like, oh, look, a dandelion.
Must be the last one of the season.
Every single one I pass, time. I go, oh, look, a dandelion.
You want to talk about
And then June goes,
Must be the last one of the season.
My precious little baby angel got literally screamed at this morning because I woke up. She decided it was me that needed to feed them this morning.
Okay.
So June, when she wakes up, she picks a parent and pounces. And there is no lay down. Like, it doesn't
work. It's her triple P.
She just
pick
jumps.
Pick parent and pounce.
Yeah, pick parent, pounce.
Yep.
And starts licking your face and biting your ears and making noises that sound like... And then if you really annoy her...
Sorry. Sounds like she's speaking in tongues. Anyway.
Yeah. So I wake up. I feed the dogs. So our routine is whichever parent wakes up to feed the dogs, you feed them or you let them out to pee. You let them back in. You feed the dogs, and then you get about a 45-minute nap after breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, everybody gets to go back to bed, and then it's usually around, like, 7:30 when all the dogs are like, fuck you, we're awake. Well, June now has this obsession with the Get Me game, and this morning when I was going back to bed after breakfast, I'm like, June, and she's not there. And I walk out into the kitchen and I can see her around the corner and she's got something in her mouth. And I take a step and she bolts. She's going, eat me. And I'm not in the fucking mood. And I'm like, June, come. I'm like trying to be quiet. I'm like, June, get your... Mind you, Joey's asleep. Fate is asleep. And it ends in me going, June! Fucking come! And I'm screaming at the top of my lungs through the house, and then she finally gets scared enough that she bolts into the bedroom and, like, gets in the bed like,
I don't know why you're so
anything. And, like, I come in there and she's, like, jumping on me. I'm like, get the fuck off of me, you asshole.
Yeah.
Get back in bed. Maid wakes up this morning. She's like, yeah, so you're screaming, huh?
Hey, shit happens. Dogs
you
be dogs.
Come get me.
Yeah. I wasn't screaming at you. I was screaming at the animal. Child abuse. It's animal
abuse. The child that you want to roll into a ball and put into your vagina.
Yeah, well, this morning, no.
No.
Like, she's lost that privilege. I don't want to birth her anymore.
That's fair. That's fair. Speaking of children and people that can insult the fuck out of someone, first off, any child could probably insult the fuck out of someone, but... especially my little sister. Will she ever listen to this? I don't fucking know. I shared it with her. I shared the whole podcast with her. And she goes, maybe. Love her.
What a wonderful sister.
She did indeed text me a bunch of skulls the other day. Because she's studying anthropology. And was like, this is a homo sapien. And this is a homo something or another. I can't remember the fucking name. And I responded with, that's a lot of homos. She said, not all of them. You're not here. Fucking asshole. She also, I once told her, she made a statement about something. And I said, bold statement for a girl with no bank account. And she goes, at least I'm not tied down by corporate America.
Oh.
Someone else once looked at her and said, "You're so spineless. You just let her talk you out of donuts." I talked my sister out of donuts for something, and this person called her spineless for it. And she goes, "I'm just mirroring you."
Oh,
she is like ruthless. She's also fucking ruthless.
Same person, probably same day, looked at her and goes, "What are you doing?" And she goes, "Minding my business. You should learn how to do it."
This is the same girl that every time she's home and like we see her, like we'll all go out to dinner or something. When she goes to leave, I'll go, "All right, Charlie, like make good choices. Don't do anything we wouldn't do." Or
yep, something along those natures.
And she'll go, "I'm already better than y'all."
Yep.
And get in her car and drive away. And yep. I'm like,
this is after she's like made me cry by saying something sweet, but only to me.
Well, to that, I say, yes, I think that Veda and Charlie are very much alike because we were having, I went to go tell Veda goodnight the other night. And Veda's nightly routine is probably making a TikTok while talking on the phone.
Yeah.
But they also like to do makeup. And they do, like, full makeup at 9:30 just to go take it off after they've made their TikTok.
Yeah.
And they just got some new makeup by, it was like a line from some drag queen that I'm not familiar, I can't remember what their name is, but there's lots of glitter involved.
Is it Beautiful? Katya?
Maybe.
Probably.
I don't know. I know that there was only like one store that it was sold at. So Veda had like had to go there and get this makeup. And they were on the phone when I went to tell them goodnight. And I was wearing my nighttime glasses. You know, I take my contacts out. And Veda was being a smartass. So we start slinging insults back and forth because that's what loving families do. And I was like, "You look like Trixie Mattel if they were a bad drag queen." And then she looked at me and goes, "You look like Jeffrey Dahmer if he liked pussy."
Fuck.
I would like to give your child everything I fucking own right now. Just for that one.
Because my nighttime glasses are definitely Dahmer glasses.
Are they your tattoo glasses?
No, they're like gold, like aviator style. Okay. They are definitely Dahmer style glasses. And Beta's other favorite insult is telling me that I look like someone's lesbian aunt.
And that's a compliment.
All summer long, jorts season is upon us. Like, this is
I pride myself on looking like somebody's lesbian aunt.
So. Yeah, it's correct. Just in me. Like, it's like who I am. As a person, I mean, I was having a conversation with a client the other day that I was tattooing, and I know, like, I have, like, my clientele is the gays and theys.
Yeah.
Like, this is my, these are my people, and I love them dearly. And I was talking, I was, like, on, like, an anti-man rant, and she's like, "You sound like a lesbian."
Yeah.
Says the lesbian. And correct. I'm like, well, I mean,
I have a fun tale to tell from work the other day. I won't name names, but I was talking to one of my favorite people at work, and they were talking about the new vehicle that them and their partner are purchasing.
Was it a Subaru?
It happens to be a Subaru. And their VP is standing there and looks at her and goes, "Are you gay?" This VP's a lesbian.
Correct.
Mary.
The VP that says, "Are you gay?"
Yes.
Is gay.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the only people that call me gay are the gays.
Yeah. Hey, I think that's a compliment.
I think it is too.
Fair.
It's fine.
Jazz also, did you send her the baseball meme video earlier of the two
baseball? Yeah, I sent it in our group chat.
Okay, fantastic.
Of the scissoring?
Yep.
It said that, like, they had a moment and now they're going to go buy a Subaru.
Immediately went to go buy a Subaru after the game.
I did indeed send that to a man who drives a Subaru.
So the VP says,
she's like, "Are you gay?" And this person goes, "No." And I looked at her and I was like, "I don't know why you're sounding so offended when we were guessing your car to a T, like down to the year."
Yep.
Color.
Model,
everything.
Oh, we had it down pat.
The year we guessed it. And I said, "What car do you think I drive?" And she goes, "I don't know, like a Subaru or something." And I was like, "Are you trying to out me to the office? Is that what's happening here?
Happening?
Yep.
Oh my God. So in 2013, I purchased a 2005 tan Subaru Forester. Mm-hmm. And my friend Emily came over and I was like, look, the car I just bought. She goes, oh, I love it. When did you start eating pussy?
Well.
And I did have a Bernese Mountain Dog at the time, and I did move to Colorado that year. So it all kind of...
That tracks.
It tracks. Yeah. And I did a lot of yoga, and I almost had dreads.
So when in that time frame did you start eating pussies?
Oh, it was long before that. It was like 20... No. It was like... It's probably like 1999 or 2000.
Oh. The same VP told her
to think really hard about that.
If you drive by my house or you come visit me in my neighborhood, all of my neighbors are gonna be like, oh, you just have a friend over. She was like fucking roasting her. That's and it hilarious. Was hilarious.
We also love this person. We love this.
Yes. Like, oh, so you're bringing your friend to Thanksgiving again? Right. Sure.
Yeah.
Is her name Terry? Like, what?
Is her name Terry? Does she have a softball coach's haircut? Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever, this is old SNL, but sometimes people are such big SNL fans that they like to do a deep dive.
To the Torquette girl?
No, to Pat. Do you know who Pat is?
Maybe.
She's this, like ambiguous human with short hair, but, like, the whole skit is they can't tell if Pat's a man or a woman, and and they just make jokes back and forth where they get it wrong the entire time, and Pat's always like, ooh, like makes these weird noises and like rubs on her boobs, maybe not boobs, like you just can't tell.
Love it.
And that was like peak comedy at that time. But now we're in this reality that I feel like my sweet little baby like strives for that ambiguity.
Yep.
And I love it. Yep. You know, yes. Like I love that androgyny. Like yes. That like, you know, and like they went to an event recently. It was like a trans day at a group that they like to go to. And, like, the outfit that they chose for it, like, they looked so badass. It was fucking giving me, like, fucking, it was giving me, like, all of the vibes from, like, the glam of the 80s, you know, like, with, like, the glitter and the glitz and the, like, I think David Bowie's hot and I don't know if that means I'm gay or not, you know?
Absolutely. Like,
all of that. And they're so fucking good at it. You know? And I'm like, look at
Yes! Fucking support it.
So.
Absolutely. I am here for it. I will say the women loving women side of me, those outfits are normally my favorite that I put on.
Which ones?
Like when I dress in. I like the skirt that I have that goes like all the way up, and I look like a lesbian hippie. I'm like, yes, abso-fucking-lutely.
You're like, I am calling my ladies.
I am. Yeah. My nails are just giving me away as I'm currently fucking men, and I hate that for me.
Do you feel like your nail color changes as you fuck women or men?
No, but my nail shape does. That's for fucking sure. I would rip out someone's fucking G-spot with this. Are you kidding me?
The length and
Do you go more earth-toned? Or
no, I literally went to dinner the other night with someone I have dated and, like, had sex with that is a woman. And she's like, we should do that again sometime. And I put up my hands and she put up hers. And we both had very pointy nails. And I said, hey, can we plan a little bit better next time at least? I said, because this is not happening. Not like this.
Very obviously dating men right now.
Right. And we found it fucking hilarious.
That's really funny. Yes. I never thought about that before.
Or the, every fucking chance I get to, like, wear my daddy hat and just go in and intimidate men in the grocery store.
Oh.
Makes me very happy.
I love, so now that my hair is short, I put on a baseball cap and went to Lowe's the other day. And I was wearing, like, an oversized t-shirt. I think it was my Coors Cowboy t-shirt. And, like, biker shorts. Mm-hmm. And this man, I went to return my cart. And this man is returning, like, his cart. He had outside garden stuff. And is just staring at me like he doesn't know what to make of me. And I just look at him and I was like, hi. And I walked big back smiles. To my car because I'm like, okay, yeah, like I wear, like I have my ears all pierced up. Mm-hmm. I have my face all pierced up. Like, I guess you could be confused, but also I have like giant tits. So
I feel like that means nothing anymore.
Well, that's
I feel,
fair.
I feel like that is
but
like,
also, part of like, the
confusion. Think about your sexuality, that's for sure, yeah.
I'm like, sir, could I get my face back? Like, are you at least going to pay rent for the amount of time you're spending staring at me? Like, what are you expecting to learn from staring at me?
Your physical attributes do not determine your sexuality either.
So. Well, not sexuality.
No.
Or even...
Gender. No.
Well, there are some people that, like, they're fighting this, like, gender fight on the wrong side, right? Where they're like, I need people to fit into a box, and if they don't, that confuses me, and it makes me feel bad.
Uh-huh.
I had a client recently tell me a story about how they were shoe shopping with their son, who has long hair.
Mm-hmm.
He's 8 years old. Cis boy, like,
yeah,
like this is, and the person at the shoe store was like, oh, can I get her some shoes?
No.
And mom was like, oh, well, it's he.
Mm-hmm.
And because you know, like when you're 8, you don't really look like any gender, like,
yeah,
like it's all about a haircut
at
that age, you know, you don't have any sort of shape or, you know, stubble or anything that might, like, nod to, you know, a marker of this being whatever. And, you know, it's a boy with long hair, and this woman, this clerk, takes, like, a moment to make this, like, a protest moment and has decided that this is an example of somebody doing some pronoun fuckery and then insists on calling this boy she. For the remainder of the interaction, like, I'll get her shoes, to the point where, like, the mom and son were like, I think we're leaving. Like,
yeah,
this is ridiculous.
You should.
And this mom is, like, a very, like, you know, like, like, you know, we'll ask your pronouns and blah, blah, blah. But, like, this wasn't the case with this child.
Right.
This was
a biological
male with long hair. And this is a case of, like, this is what we're dealing with in the world right now.
Yeah.
Where this person who doesn't believe in pronouns or whatever the fuck they say about it. Isn't that what those dumbasses say? I don't believe in pronouns.
And then they willfully
use the incorrect pronouns to an 8-year-old child because they're mad that there could be a trans child out there.
Yeah.
You know, could you imagine that much hate being rented in your heart?
No.
That you're at fucking Rack Room Shoes at a minimum wage job that you
I
need to make
that
a point
woman is like 45 years old and looks like she's 90
probably
because she doesn't mind her own damn business.
Yeah, she's been so worried about other people's shit it gave her way more wrinkles than it should.
Because her eyebrows are always hitting her hairline.
Yeah,
with how much she doesn't understand the world.
Yeah, she doesn't understand the world. Mm. And I just like it that story was so bananas to me, but also, like, what a fucking weird hill to die on.
Right. And also, like,
don't make a child feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like that.
Any child.
It's a child.
No matter what. Like, even if this wasn't a biological male, who fucking cares?
Who gives a shit?
Fucking shit.
Who gives a shit? How hard is it for you to just be like, oh, he cool. Like,
right.
Noted.
Also, why do you give a shit so much what's in a child's pants, you fucking creep?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is very simple in a stance that if you do not know, please don't assume. And also use gender.
If you get it wrong and somebody corrects
pronouns.
You, just be like, oops. My bad, and use the correct pronouns. That's all you got to do.
I get it wrong all the time with my little baby. I don't know. I'm not going to make an excuse for it. There's no excuse. I default to she constantly. They prefer they, them pronouns. I am sometimes excellent mm-hmm. at that. And then, like, sometimes it just, like, I don't realize how many times I've said she mm-hmm. until I've been talking for an hour and then say they. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't say that once. That, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, we've talked about it. Like, Veda and I have discussed this. And they're like, I don't fucking care. Like, I know your heart's yeah, right place, you know, so it's not, but like also I could do better, like I could absolutely right. do better, but at no point have I ever met a stranger and felt the need to fight about their pronouns.
Yeah, like, no,
that is, it's not worth it. Ridiculous.
Just let people feel comfortable in who they are.
Nope.
Yep. How about yes. that? How about that? Just let people live. If it's not hurting anybody,
mm-hmm.
and it makes you happy. Haven't we said this before?
Mm-hmm.
If it's not hurting anyone and it makes you happy, yes. there's no fucking problem, no. right? There's absolutely no fucking problem.
And I'm going to reach back around to mm-hmm. we will not insult someone's physical characteristics.
Unless you're a mouth breather and you're not
but
sick.
But calling him, I said, the sloth-looking motherfucker is still quite a... funny.
Only if okay, they're actually a Sid the Sloth looking motherfucker.
Correct.
There's the Sid the Sloth looking motherfucker. There's the rubber chicken looking ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
But they're bad people.
Yeah.
Yeah, normally, yeah.
So I don't feel bad making fun of bad
I would say
people.
I normally only give bad nicknames to people who are bad, like Limp French Fry.
Yeah.
Or Mini Cook Can.
Shrimp Bitch.
Shrimp Bitch. Like.
Yeah.
Those are bad people with bad circumstances. But I try not to, you know, do things like that to good people.
Yeah.
We all do.
And if you ever,
we all
like,
try our best.
We're just yeah. out here doing our best.
I don't know what I said earlier that you should take away from this podcast, but maybe take away that we're all trying our best.
I think it was Donkey Fedora. The donkey is a fedora or something yeah. like that. And, you know... if you ever just look at somebody and you're like, you seem like a real shithole of a person, just tell them that they look like they purposely choose the middle seat, book the middle seat on every flight that they take.
Yeah. Well, what a character. Also, what a time, ladies.
Thank you for listening. Like, subscribe, fucking rate, whatever the fuck people say. We really appreciate it. And to those listening internationally, shout out to you. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm sorry.
I have one final question that I'm going to leave for the audience.
Jesus Christ.
That my sister texted me and asked me